Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, we're up to the halachas. The Rambam and Erevin Perik Ches Halacha Hey says, Yantav fell out to be close to Shabbos, whereas before, after 2 days Yantav of Golias, you can make Erev, two Erevim for two sides, Yisemichon, whichever one he wants for the first day, and then the Erev on the other side for the second day. Or he makes one Erev to vote one direction, and Yisemichon for one of the 2 days, and the second day will be like Vnei Iroi. It's like as if he didn't make an Erev, and he has 2,000 Amos to every direction. When do we say there's two Yomtev Shagolis? But two Yomtev Shashashan is considered like 1 day, and it doesn't make an Erev for 2 days, only to one direction. Says the Ravid, how did he explain this thing? We said in the Gemara that he puts it at the end of 1,000 Amos here, 1,000 Amos here. Because if it's not Yontav Shabbos, you couldn't be Ma'arav the two directions. So he says that I saw at the end of the parak, he was Chayzer and explains it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon, Tav, Tez, Zayin, Sif, Aleph. Yontav fell out to be close to Shabbos, whereas before, after or two Yontav Shagolis, he can make Erev, two Erevim to two sides, the same whichever one he wants for the first day, and the other Erev on the second side for the second day. Or he's ma'arav one Erev to one direction, and Semchanot for one of the 2 days, and the second day he is like the people of the city. It's like as if he didn't make an Erev, and he has 2,000 Amos to every direction. When do we say there is the two Yom Tov of Golis? But two Yom Tov Shoshana is considered like 1 day, and he can't make an Erev for 2 days, only one direction. So too, a person can make a condition with his Tanai on his Erev and say, Erev for this Shabbos, but not for the next Shabbos. The next Shabbos, but not for this Shabbos. For a bunch of Shabbos, not for Yom Tov. For Yom Tov, and not for Shabbosos. Says the Rambam, Ervin Perikhes, Alachaches, we already mentioned it. Actually, we did not. Someone makes an Erev for 2 days, Yontav of Golis, or Shabbos Yontav, even though it's one Erev, one direction for 2 days, the Erev has to be in a place where he can get it the first day and the second night, all of Benish Moshes. What does he do? He puts the Erev Yontav of Erev Shabbos, he stays there and takes it in his hand and brings it back. It was night of Yontav, the next day he brings it to the same place and puts it there till it turns dark, then he can eat it. It was Friday night, either he brings it, or if it was night of Yontav, because it's two Kedushas and it's not like 1 day, so we should say from 1 day that he's coined the Erev for 2 days. Says the Ravid, because it's two Kedushas and it's not like 1 day, so we should say from the first day he's coined the Erev for both days. So the Ravid says, he's making a mistake, that even on 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, even though it's one Kedusha, it has to be the Erev Kaim, the second day of Mekoyimah. Because the Chumrah would say it's like Kedusha Achas, but the Kula, we don't say that. Says the Rambam, Erev in Perek Ches Halacha Tes. If the Erev gets eaten on the first day, the Erev is coming for the first day, but it doesn't have Erev for the second day. If he made an Erev the first day, he has to make an Erev in the second day also. Stavki should stand in that place, and she can't think in his heart that he's coming in Shvisa. If he made an Erev with bread the first day, if he wants to be Ma'arav Baragel the second day, it's an Erev. If he wants to be Ma'arav Pas, he has to be Ma'arav with that bread itself that he was Ma'arav on the first day. Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Tazayin Sif Bey says, some makes an Erev for 2 days, Shagolis or Shabbos Yanta, even though it's one Erev, he made one Erev for one direction for 2 days, he has to be the Erev has to be in the same place, Matzah, the first day and the second day, Kol Benish Moshes. What does he do? He brings it every Yontav, every Shabbos, and stays there and takes it in his hand and brings it back home. And if it was the night of Yontav, and the next night, he brings it to the same place and brings it there, and leaves it till it turns dark, he eats it, and if it was Friday night, either brings it, and if it was day Leil Yontav, because it's like two Kedushas, it's not like Yom Echad, as just like we say in Leil Lishon, the Erev is Kohen L'Shnei Yom. If the Erev got eaten up the first day, the Erev is good for the first day, but it's not good for the second day. He made Erev with his feet the first day, he has to be Ma'arav with his feet the second day. He has to stand in that place and think in his heart that he's Kohen L'Shvisa. And he should not say anything, because it's also to make any Achon of Yontav Shabbos or Shabbos Yontav. Even with Dibur Navada, that he can't be Ma'arav with bread, that he was not Erev the first day, because he has to call it a shame Erev, and his male is Mechem. If he made an Erev the first day with a food, if he wants to be Ma'arav with his feet the second day, that's an Erev. If he wants to be Ma'arav with bread, he has to be Ma'arav with that bread itself, that he was Ma'arav the first day, because he doesn't have to say anything, because he already called it Erev. And male is not doing Hachana. Daf Lamed Ches Amabez, Erev and Perik Ches, Halacha Ches. Someone's Ma'arav for 2 days, Yontav or Golis or Shabbos Yontav, even though it's one Erev for one direction to 2 days, he has to be, the Erev has to be in the place in the first night, and the second night, all of Enish Moshes. What does he do? He brings the Erev Yontav, Erev Shabbos, and he stays there overnight, takes his hand and comes back. If it was the night of Yontav, next day he takes it to the place, he puts it there till it turns dark, and then he eats it. If it was Friday night, or he brings it, or if it was Friday night of Yontav, because it's two Kedushas, and it's not like 1 day, so we should say from the first day, he's cutting the Erev for both days. The Ravid says, he made a mistake that even the 2 days of Yontav Shana, even though it's one Kedusha, the Erev has to be in the same, second night in the same place, because we say the Chumrah that it's Kedusha Achas. But Lakula, we don't say that. Erevim perik ches alacha tes, if the Erev got eaten the first day, the Erev is kana for the first day, but it doesn't have Erev for the second day. If you mean an Erev with his feet, the first day has to be out on the second day with his feet. Dafka should stand in that place and should think in his mind that he's kind of shvisa. Made with Erev with bread the first day, if he wants to be out with his feet, the second day it's an Erev. If he wants to be out of a pas, he can only use the same bread itself that he used the first day. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tes Zayin Siv Beis. So makes an Erev for both days of Golis, Yontif Golis or Shavuos Yontif. Even though it's one Erev to one direction for both days, the Erev has to be in this place, Matzah in the first day, and the second day called Ben Hashmashas. But as he do, he carries it to Erev Yontif, Erev Shavuos, and he stays overnight, takes it to the sand, he comes, if it was the night of Yontif, and the next day he takes it to the same place, puts it to Achitechshach and eats it. If it was Leil Shavuos, or he brings it, if it was the night of Yontif, because it's two kedushas, not like one day, so we should say the first day is kind of the Erev for both days. The Erev got eaten up the first day, the Erev is nikkur for the first day, and it's not good for the second day. Because Ma'arav the first day with his feet, it's Ma'arav the second day with his feet. Dafka stands there and thinks in his mind that he's kind of shvisa. He should not say anything, because he's not allowed to make achana on Yontif to Shabbos, or Shabbos to Yontif. Even with Dibur. Navadi can't be Ma'arav with bread, that it was not Ma'arav the first day. Because you have to call her name Erev. And Mamela, he's doing a chana. He made the first day with Michael. If he wants to be ma'arav his feet the second day, it's an Erev. If he wants to be ma'arav with bread, he has to be ma'arav in that bread itself, that he was ma'arav the first day, because he doesn't have to say anything because he already called her an Erev. And Mamela, there is no hachana involved. The Rambam, Yontif, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yates, says, weekdays mechem for Shabbos, and weekdays mechem for Yontif, but Yontif is not mechem for Shabbos, Shabbos is not mechem for Yontif. Therefore, an egg that was born on the first day after Shabbos is asa, even though the Tanagod is over in this lechila. Since yesterday was Nigma de Beya, as it comes out, that Shabbos is mechem for Yontif. And they asked that every Yontif gzerim because of Yontif after Shabbos. So to an egg that was created on Shabbos is asa because of Shabbos after Yontif. Arachaim Siman Tov Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph says, not a baker, cook, or shecht, and yontif for tzoyach macha, even if it's Shabbos or yontif, even 2 days of Shoshana. But a woman can fill up a pot of meat, even though she doesn't need only one slice. The Ramon says, of others, she can shecht, even though it doesn't need only kazai. So too, she can cook a lot of pots and eat from each one a drop. Dafka before eats, but after chili can't cook anyone and say, I'm going to eat kazai. Because haram, but if she was over and she cooked, or shechted, you're allowed to eat. Arachaim Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Hei says, the Shulchan Aruch, if it was born on Yontif the first day, it's mutter the second day. Two Yontif of Golis, but in Shnei Yontif Shoshana, and so to Shabbos Yontif is close to each other. Nadav says, also this. Nermo says, if it was Yontif Yom Aleph Beis, and it was born on Shabbos before them, it's mutter on the second day of Golis. Arachaim Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. Yontif fell out to be Erev Shabbos, shouldn't cook Tchila Tzor Shabbos in the pot by itself, but he can cook many pots for Yontif, and if he left over for Shabbos, and by the Erev is Mavash look at Tchila Shabbos, meaning any of the Erev is they should bake and cook for Yontif Shabbos with what he cooked and baked right in the Erev Yontif L'Shem Shabbos. And maybe it doesn't start the Vlach until Yontif only, he's just finishing. And the Ramon says, you gotta put this Erev even Safek Chashecha. The Rambam, Erevim Perik, Ches, Halach Yidalov says, this is what we said, a person has to be out of two Erevim, two sides for 2 days. Stavka should be able to reach to each one of the two Erevim on the first day. But if he can't reach it on the second day of the first day, the second Erev is not an Erev, because the Erev is the mitzvah, should be a Suda, Ruyim, Avod Yoyim. And this one, since he can't reach it, this is Erev Yom Rishon, then it's not considered Ruyim, Avod Yoyim. Erevim Perik, Ches, Halach Yudbei says, what does it do? Whoever puts out Erev 2,000 amah from his house to the east side, and he was 700 for the first day, puts an Erev 1 amah, or 100, or 1,000 on the west, and he was 700 for the second day. That's not, the second one is not an Erev, because on the first day, it's not an Erev, and the second one, he can't get to it, because it's too far, because he can't get to reach it, because he's not left over in that side, from the west side, he's not left over with anything, he's made the Erev all to the east. The Ramam Erevim Perik Ches, Halach Yud Gimel. But if you put the Erev 1,500 amos from his house in the east, and the second first day, and then he puts an Erev from his house within the 500 amos, the second from the second day, then it's an Erev, because he could reach it even on the first day. Arachaim Siman Tov Tes Zayin Sif Gimel. This is what we said, that he has to make two Erevim on two sides for 2 days. Is Dafka should be able to reach each one of the two Erevim on the first day. But if he can't reach the Erev on the second day, on the first day, Oh, the first day is Erev, the second Erev is gunished. It's not worth anything because the Erev, the mitzvah is Shviya Suda, Ruyim Vadyayim. This one, whole, since he can't reach it, the Erevishin, it's not considered Ruyim Vadyayim. What is this? Someone put an Erev 2,000 Amos on the south of the east, Semchon for the first day, and then he puts an Erev, even one Amma or 100 or 1,000 Amos to the west, and he Semchon for the second day. The second Erev is not an Erev because in the first day it wasn't an Erev. The second one was not Ruyim Vadyayim because he can't reach it because it wasn't left over in the west, anything. But if he left over the Erev 1,500 from his house on the east, he was Semich on the first day, and then he puts an Erev, second one, within 500 Amos, he's Semich, then it's an Erev because he could reach it on the first day. Says the Rambam, Erev Perikhes, Alocha Tes. If the Erev gets eaten on the first day, he's calling the Erev for the first day, he doesn't Erev for the second day. If he was out of his feet the first day, he has to be out of the second day. And he should stand there and stand in that place, and he should think in his mind that he's kind of Shvisa. He made Erev with his bread on the first day. If he wants to be out of his feet the second day, it's an Erev. If he wants to be out of with bread, he has to be out of that bread itself that he was out of on the first day. Says the Shulchan Aruch Simon, Tav Tes Zayin. Sif Beis. Someone's ma'arav for two Yom Tevim Shagolius. We already said this, the Shulchan Aruch, so we'll skip it. We have the Rambam Shabbos Perek Chavdal Halacha Beis. A person is not allowed to search or see what his gardener's fields need on Shabbos to see what they need or how they're doing, because then he's going to do cheftzai. So too, a person is not allowed to go out to Shabbos to then at home sit there till it's dark, so he should be close to be able to do his own needs once Shabbos, because then his whole hilach on Shabbos is las es chafatzav. Arachayim Sim Shin Vav Sifav, the last halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mimtze cheftzicha, your chafetzim is also, even on something that you don't do any halacha, for instance, he's going to see his nechas and see what they need tomorrow, or to go to the entrance of Medina to see that we hurry up to be the first one out to the bathhouse. So too, you can't stay till nightfall by the tchum to hire workers. And once it's within, you're not allowed to take a walk to find a horse or a boat or a wagon. Says the Mechaba, where he's allowed to be stay till nightfall by the tchum to bring his behemoth. Some say if his behemoth can't go with their own feet, for instance, a small sheep, he's not allowed to be mashir because he's not allowed to bring it. Because he's not allowed to be metaltal al chayim, which is muktzah. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Lamed Ches.